The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Heal our land. Scripture makes it clear that when we are obedient to God's word, those attitudes and actions bring blessings on us and those around us. Since we want our nation to be blessed with His healing, then we need to read and follow the instructions. The psalmist David describes this process in Psalm 119. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His testimonies, who seek Him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in His ways. Just listen as the Lord spoke to Solomon when the temple of the Lord was completed. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. At times, I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or command grasshoppers to devour your crops, or send plagues among you. Then if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins and restore their land. The spiritual prescription for forgiveness and God to heal our land through us is listed there for us. Humble ourselves, pray, seek His face, and turn from our wicked ways. Humbleness and humility are a state of mind and an attitude of the heart. It is basically recognizing who we are in comparison to the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The person and works of Jesus Christ are the example for us. Philippians chapter 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. We can pray anytime, anywhere, and any way. Prayers can be written, spoken out loud, or in our hearts. It is communication with the Almighty. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 tells us to pray without ceasing. Luke chapter 18. One day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never to give up. There was a judge in a certain city, he said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly, saying, "Give me justice in this dispute with my enemy." The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, "I don't fear God or care about people, but this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice, because she is wearing me out with her constant requests." James chapter 5. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Seek the Lord. Look for him in his word. Make it a priority to be in his presence. 1 Chronicles 16. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples, sing to Him, sing praises to Him, tell of His wondrous works, glory in His name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and His strength, seek His presence continually. We must repent of our sin, turn away from our wicked ways. God will forgive us, and His Spirit will give us strength to do good, to live righteously. Listen to Matthew 6. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. Micah 6:8. O people, the Lord has told you what is good, and this is what He requires of you: to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Lord, help us to do our part, to be obedient to you, to do our best, then to wait and watch in faith trusting you with the rest.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.